Swift Migration Project Update, April 2022, by Marissa Wood, published on April 25, 2022, Colorado Virtual Library. Since our last update in January, we've been busy working on new resources for Swift users, school and public library partnerships for Swift participation, and projects to offer lending and patron-initiated borrowing to more Swift libraries. Keep reading to check out what's new. New Swift website and support portal. We are excited to announce the launch of a new website devoted to the Swift service. Visit us at https://swift.cvlsites.org. In addition to lots of information about Swift and Colorado's interlibrary loan landscape, we've created a knowledge base with functional documentation and basic training videos on the Prospector InReach platform, answers to frequently asked questions, and policy and best practices resources. Watch this space as it continues to grow and evolve. And if you have any suggestions for information you would like to see, or other topics we could cover, please let us know by emailing suggestions to swift-support@coloradovirtuallibrary.org. In addition to the new website, we've also implemented a new support ticketing system that will allow you to retrieve answers to Swift questions and requests that you make going forward. If you need assistance with Swift, you can simply send an email to swift-support@coloradovirtuallibrary.org, or you can fill out and submit a request form, and it will automatically create a ticket and log all responses, resources, and attachments that are exchanged to resolve your issue or answer your question. The information will continue to show up in your email box, just like it does now, but it will also be available to review later if you create an account in the Swift support portal. For instructions on how to create an account, visit https://swift.cvlsites.org/get-help/support-portal. The URL for the website is https://swift.cvlsites.org. The URL for the knowledge base is https://swift.cvlsites.org/knowledge-base. And the URL for the support portal is https://swift-support.freshdesk.com/support/home. What's newest? For the past 2 months, we've been working closely with Bywater Solutions, Click, and III to implement direct-to-inReach integration, D2IR, within the COHA Integrated Library System, ILS, for AspenCat libraries. Our intrepid group of early adopters went live with borrowing in early February, and the reviews are in. They love it. Testing and configuration for record contribution and lending just wrapped up. Functional training for lending was provided in mid-April, and libraries went live with lending on April 19th. Over the next couple of weeks, we will also begin planning for and sharing a more specific time frame for when the remaining AspenCat libraries can begin participating in Prospector through their ILS rather than through the RSB client. We are also in the midst of phase 2 of the migration project, which will allow automated libraries that are not part of the AspenCat consortium to offer patron-initiated borrowing and lend material in their collection to other Prospector libraries through the RSB client. On this front, we are also lucky to have some brave librarians that are working through the process with us, and as we progress, we will provide more details on timelines, data requirements, and project steps for other libraries that are interested in providing these additional features. Stay tuned for more info, training opportunities, and updates, and if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to swift-support@coloradovirtuallibrary.org. What else is happening? There are still some libraries that have not been set up for staff-initiated borrowing through the RSB client. If you are not an AspenCat library and you have not yet completed the steps outlined in the Swift Migration Start Your Engines article on CVL, you will need to do so before we can put you on the schedule to begin staff-initiated borrowing. If you have questions or encounter issues, please reach out to swift-support@coloradovirtuallibrary.org.